Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Many jurors interviewed in the first criminal trial of a former U.S. president, none chosen, many saying they can't be unbiased. This is the Donald Trump porn star hush money case in which he denies wrongdoing. Mr. Trump's social media stock lost more value today. To try to get around opposition to Ukraine aid by Republican hardliners, House Speaker Mike Johnson says he'll offer separate bills this week, unbundling the aid from Israel. Campaigning in Las Vegas a week after the Arizona Supreme Court upheld an almost complete abortion ban from 1864, Vice President Kamala Harris.
There is a direct track between what we have seen in states like Arizona, what the people of Nevada are fighting for, and who the previous president was.
The Supreme Court is allowing Idaho to enforce its ban on gender-affirming care for minors while court battles go forward. That reverses lower courts. This is ABC News. Pro-Palestinian protesters blocked roadways across the San Francisco Bay Area today, including the Golden Gate Bridge. On hand, ABC's Gloria Rodriguez.
Emotions running high on the Golden Gate Bridge. Cars unable to get through. The Golden Gate Bridge shut down in both directions because of a pro-Palestinian protest. A protester telling me that they're doing this on tax day because it's an economic blockade for a free Palestine.
More than 140 people arrested in pro-Palestinian demonstrations across the U.S., Chicago, Seattle, Oregon, and New York's Brooklyn Bridge. NASA confirming that a piece of space junk that fell into a Florida house came from the International Space Station. An examination of the piece revealed it was a cargo pellet containing an old battery that was released from the station. The hardware was expected to burn up during reentry in Earth's atmosphere, but instead crashed through the roof of a home in Naples, Florida. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A statue honoring the first black woman elected to statewide office in Wisconsin is going up in front of the state capitol building in Madison this summer. The project got final approval Friday. Vell Phillips was elected Wisconsin's Secretary of State in 1978. The O.J. Simpson murder trial 30 years ago had a lasting impact on the way Americans consume news. Commentators became a fixture of trial coverage, and they're still used to interpret current events to this day.
It also meant that people could suspend their critical thinking to a certain extent. And I believe we're still seeing that today. The rise of social media has only made it easier.
Jane Kirkley teaches media studies at the University of Minnesota. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with an embarrassing loss to the Magic, 113-88. Too many missed shots, says Doc Rivers.
I think we're up 9, and I think we had 10 or 11 straight possessions, and we may have scored once, may not have scored any of them. You know, I talked about it at halftime. I talked about it before the game. That's just something we have to catch ourselves. We have to be better. That's not what we've done in the past, but that's what we have to do in the future if we want to be a good basketball team.
The Bucks finished the regular season with a record of 19-20. Since Doc Rivers took over as head coach in January. Up next, they will host the Pacers Sunday in the first round of the NBA playoffs. Milwaukee 1-4 against Indiana this year. Baseball, the Brewers lost 6-4 in Baltimore Sunday, but won the weekend series 2-1. The Crew just 2-for-17 with runners in scoring position yesterday.
We've been hitting with runners in scoring position as good as you could ever ask for, 10 or 12 games, and today we didn't.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. They host the Padres tonight. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly cloudy sky to take us through the overnight as lows bottom out in the lower 40s. We'll have a light east breeze. On Tuesday, we'll see more clouds, upper 50s for highs, east winds gusting over 30 miles per hour, some showers in the late afternoon, showers and storms Tuesday night, currently 49 degrees.
Fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, it's Monday, tax day, Donald Trump in court day. A lot going on in the world today. In just a moment, we'll be talking with Jamal Abdi about the Iranian retaliation against Israel. After that, I want to get into some of the details on Trump's criminal hush money election interference trial. It's been referred to as a hush money trial by the media, but it's really about election interference. It's about Trump's attempt to fool voters about who he was leading up to the 2016 election. The prosecutor, by the way, just made a motion to hold Trump in contempt for violating a gag order. And the judge has ruled that Melania can't be told, excuse me, the jury can't be told that Melania was pregnant during the affairs with Karen McDougal and Stormy Daniels. So, or whatever you want to call those things. We'll get to that in a few minutes. In the second hour of our program, can voter suppression hand the 2024 election to Donald Trump? We'll discuss that. The Georgia and Texas in particular are up to some really skeezy stuff right now. And the neoliberal bullies have controlled the world long enough. We'll talk about that in the second hour. In the third hour, pardon me, voters want tax day to look different for billionaires. And the shady far right wing threats to keep Biden off some state ballot. We've got two states now that just announced that Biden may not be on their ballots, Ohio and Alabama. I'll tell you about that in the third hour of the program. But to start out the program, over the weekend, Iran attacked Israel with hundreds of drones and missiles and whatnot. On the line with us is Jamal Abdi, the president of the National Iranian American Council, NIAC. Council, NIACouncil.org is the website and also the Twitter handle. And J Abdi, J-A-B-I is his Twitter handle. Jamal, welcome back to the program. It's been a while since we talked. I've got to say my biggest concern about this, and I'd love to get your thoughts on this, is that Netanyahu is playing this thing like a fiddle. He attacked the Iranian embassy, which is sovereign territory, knowing that it was a violation of international law to do that. He absolutely broke international law. I believe he did that hoping for a response from Iran, which he now has. And I'm concerned that he's trying to drag America into a larger regional conflict just to distract, basically, America and the world from the mass death that he's caused in Gaza and to keep himself out of jail, to hang on to his prime ministership. What say you?
Well, unfortunately, I strongly share that suspicion, and I'm not the only one. There are reports that even Joe Biden himself and the Biden administration believe that Netanyahu is trying to drag the United States into war. So this is not some fringe theory or some, anti-Israel talking point. The U.S. government itself is concerned that this is the case, and I think that does inform a lot of how they have navigated this issue. The degree of, I wouldn't say coordination per se, but the degree to which the U.S., I think, sort of ensured that this has been calibrated to not cross any so-called red lines that would then drag the U.S. into a regional war. I think it's very clear that's what Biden is trying to do. My concern is you see the writing on the wall, you see what Netanyahu has done so far, and the bear hug approach with the public diplomacy and sort of public alignment with Israel in hopes that in good faith Netanyahu is going to do the right thing and is going to be respectful of U.S. interests has not worked so far. And so I'm very concerned that none of what has happened is outside of what the Netanyahu government planned for. The strikes they engaged in, highly provocative, a clear violation of international law, completely predictable, if not completely expected, that Iran would have to respond in some way. So we're still in this realm, sort of Netanyahu's creation, where the ball is now completely in his court to decide what he wants to do. And Biden has said the U.S. is not going to partake in any offensive measures, which I think is positive. But Biden has not said, we're not going to, we're actually going to oppose that. We actually, you know, want to protect the region from a regional war, protect U.S. interests, protect U.S. troops. And so Netanyahu, take the win and stand down, not just take the win and do whatever you want, and hopefully the guy operates in good faith. That's not what we've seen so far.
You are far more familiar with and much more a scholar of that region than am I. I'm curious your thoughts on a worst-case scenario.
I think that the worst-case scenario... Yeah. I think the worst-case... We're talking about 30,000 people who have already been killed, 30,000 Palestinians, 13,000 children, a famine that is happening with the use of U.S. weapons. I can't think of, it's hard to think of even worse case scenarios than that. But the prospect, I think, of, again, of this becoming, Israel responds in a way that sort of all pretenses of this being a what it is now, which is sort of these choreographed responses to kind of hew to the red lines and not cross those lines. If that comes off and there is a regional war and you've got Hezbollah going all in and you've got, Iranian linked actors in Iraq and Syria and Yemen, going all in. I mean, we're talking about a regional conflagration, right? And we've got U.S. troops in the region who are sitting ducks.
Yeah, for sure. How would the Arab nations in the Gulf respond to, if for example, Israel takes out an Iranian nuclear power plant or, the Iranian nuclear, where it's believed that they're developing nuclear weapons, that it's kind of a logical place for Israel to strike. If they did that and then Iran responded by a massive bombardment of Israel or activating Hezbollah or whatever, and then boom, these two countries are actually in a shooting war. How are the Arab countries in that region going to respond?
They have tried to, I think, protect their own interests, which is what you would ask of a state. So most of the Arab states condemned the Israeli strike on the Iranian consulate in Damascus. And so I think signaled to Iran that they are not joining with Israel as part of this. I think they notably did not condemn the Iranian response. However, they may or may not have provided intelligence to Israel to try to mitigate the damage of that response. And I think what the Saudis and UAE and others really are doing is trying to navigate this without themselves getting sucked into this war, and really mindful of, there was a period of time sort of during the Trump administration and just before where I think the sense that the United States was going to fight a war for the Persian Gulf Arab states or was going to intervene. That was dispelled. It was dispelled, partially from the nuclear deal where you had the United States saying, no, we are going to engage Iran and the states need to figure out how to share the region together and we're not going to just play one side or the other. But then really with Trump's abandonment of the nuclear deal and some of the Iranian responses to that, the attacks on the Saudi Aramco facility, some of the ship seizures, and the fact that the United States did not get involved, I think signaled to the Arab states kind of a degree of you have to take responsibility for this because the United States is not going to bail you out. And so I think that's what they're doing, trying to avoid getting sucked into one direction or the other. Now, if this plays out, you know, there are many different, you know, pathways it could take. And I think the other, you know, worst case scenario that I wanted to mention is just that, you know, Iran is on the cusp of having the ability to break out and develop nuclear weapons. And I think that there are a fair number, maybe even an increasing number of, you know, voices inside of Iran who think that, you know, that it would be a wise decision, that this whole situation exposes the need for a deterrence and what better deterrence than a nuclear weapon. So I think there are a lot of ways Iran could potentially take this and the effect that would have on the rest of the region remains to be seen, how the Arab states would respond to Iran breaking out and deciding it wants to go nuclear.
I get it. We're talking with Jamal Abdi, the president of the National Iranian American Council, NIAC. Jamal, we're going to hit a hard break here in about a minute and a half that I can't control. So just FYI, I'm wondering how, you know, what are the domestic politics of this for Iran?
Well, I think that the, you know, the government of Iran is beleaguered, sort of facing the greatest legitimacy crisis it has had in the existence of the Islamic Republic. They just had an election with record low turnout. And I think that, I mean, I don't want to generalize, but I think that for ordinary Iranians, there's really this, you know, there's a fear of war, but there's also a sense of the economy is in such peril. Everyday life is just increasingly difficult. And there's not a desire for a big war to break out. And there's not a, you know, I think there are some who think there will not be a rally around the flag effect because of the disenchantment with the government. But I think some of the signs that we're seeing is that, in fact, you know, an all-out war probably would actually enable this beleaguered government to really reconsolidate power. And already we're seeing.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, we're seeing a renewed crackdown on the hijab, the enforcement of the hijab, which, you know, folks who are going to Iran right now are saying, wow, you know, most women are not wearing hijab anymore. The state claims this is illegal, but is not enforcing it. And now they're returning to this. And I think returning to some of these, basically using the external crisis to crack down internally and sort of ensure that they've consolidated power. So I really think that is the direction.
So we've got really weak mullahs and we've got really weak Netanyahu, both of them with astonishingly low popularity ratings. And if either country was, you know, arguably fully democratic, somebody else would be running both of them, it seems. These are just going to be, this could be just kind of last-ditch efforts to hang on to power on both sides, right?
I think that's a really astute analysis.
Yeah, okay. Jamal Abdi, the president of the National Iranian American Council. You can check it out, niacouncil.org on the internet. Jamal, excuse me, thank you so much for dropping by. It's always great talking with you. I always learn something. Thank you.
My pleasure, Tom.
Thank you so much.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's 18 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with all the details on Donald Trump's trial, which is underway in New York City right now. Stay with us.
From I-43 to I-41, Green Bay's choice
is the Talk of Green Bay.
1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
There are so many dog food brands out there, it can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. And that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know that my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best, with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, which are superfoods Dr. Marty's used in his own dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, So it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome dog food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Dogs' results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Matt and Air on Air.
Welcoming Arizona to the 1860s. Arizona's highest court upheld an 1864 law. Physicians are now on notice that all abortions, except those necessary to save a woman's life, are illegal. When do we decide she is sick enough or close enough to death that I need to do this procedure to save her life? None of that is codified.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I'm really excited right now because I've wanted to have this guy on for a while. He is a legendary stand-up comedian. You know him as Tom Dreesen. Tom, welcome to Nightline.
Pete, it's nice to talk to you. Let me tell you how I became a legend. All my critics are dead.
Did you have anything to do with that? Don't say anything, Tom.
No, I refuse to answer on the grounds it might incriminate me. I'll plead the fifth on that.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. There's a new way out of the debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have aggressive new strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. They can find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. They can stop those threatening phone calls and do it all without bankruptcy and without a loan. They find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. That's ZAPMYDEBT.com. Zapmydebt.com to reach Pivotal Debt Solutions. Zapmydebt.com. Welcome back. So Donald Trump this morning in front of the courthouse in New York went out and lied his teeth off. I mean, he's just lied his ass off, I guess, is the phrase. The one thing that he said was true is that this is absolutely unprecedented. Never before has an American president been prosecuted, criminally prosecuted, for anything. Now, never before has America had a criminal as a president, with the single exception of Richard Nixon, who resigned to avoid criminal prosecution, just like his vice president, Spiro Agnew, did. Spiro Agnew had been taking bribes while in the White House. Nixon had been taking over $1 million in bribes. We know about the bribes from the milk lobby. We know about the bribes from Jimmy Hoffa, you know, cash. Jimmy Hoffa walked into the White House with $500,000 in a briefcase. The milk lobby brought Nixon $1 million, as I recall, might have been a half. And there were apparently other bribes as well. That wasn't what Nixon got nailed for, of course. It was illegally wiretapping the Democratic National Committee's headquarters at the Watergate. But Nixon set the model for modern-day Republican presidents. Nixon committed treason by blowing up the Vietnam peace talks in 1968 in order to become president. So then Reagan committed treason by cutting a deal with the Ayatollahs in Iran to hold the hostages, which crippled Jimmy Carter and led to Reagan being elected in 1980. And then George W. Bush was elected in 2000 after his brother removed 92,000 African Americans from the voting rolls, or 94,000. You'd have to ask Greg Palast for the exact number. He's the one who found it, from the voting rolls in Florida. And, so you've got another illegitimate Republican president. And of course, Donald Trump lost by 3 million votes and only reached the White House because of help from Russia. So, you know, there you go. Four illegitimate Republican presidents. And, of course, their successors, Jerry Ford and George Herbert Walker Bush, only in office because of the illegitimate actions of their predecessors. So that was the one truth that Trump told. But, what's going on here, this case? The details of it, pretty straightforward. It is a big deal. In New York State, it is not illegal it's not a felony to, illegally mess with your books, to hide payments, for example, to a porn star as if they were business expenses. You typically don't go to jail for that. You pay huge fines for it. It's a misdemeanor. But if you do that in the furtherance of another crime, even if you're not being prosecuted for that crime, then it does become a felony. And this is where it gets really interesting, because Alvin Bragg doesn't have to prove the election interference part. I'll finish the story on the other side of this break and pick up your calls.
To the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And I will be keeping you up to date. I've got, we're monitoring the election, or the trial on a blow-by-blow basis. I'll keep you up to date throughout the entire 3 hours of the
broadcast. Broadcasting from the Mayor in the Mornings on the North Washington Street. All day long.
The Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM. GBW.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Many jurors interviewed in the first criminal trial of a former U.S. president, none chosen, many saying they can't be unbiased. This is the Donald Trump porn star hush money case in which he denies wrongdoing. Mr. Trump's social media stock lost more value today. To try to get around opposition to Ukraine aid by Republican hardliners, House Speaker Mike Johnson says he'll offer separate bills this week, unbundling the aid from Israel. Campaigning in Las Vegas a week after the Arizona Supreme Court upheld an almost complete abortion ban from 1864, Vice President Kamala Harris.
There is a direct track between what we have seen in states like Arizona, what the people of Nevada are fighting for, and who the previous president was.
The Supreme Court is allowing Idaho to enforce its ban on gender-affirming care for minors while court battles go forward. That reverses lower courts. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Wisconsin maker of firefighting foam has reached a $750 million settlement with public water systems with harmful PFAS chemicals in their drinking water. Tyco Fire Products use foam containing PFAS at its firefighting training facility in Marinette. 3M and DuPont have also recently settled PFAS lawsuits over polluted drinking water. U.S. House Republicans will have just a one-vote majority after Wisconsin's Mike Gallagher steps down Friday. Former Northeast Wisconsin Congressman Reed Ribble says he's not alarmed.
Let's face it, Congress really isn't doing anything, and they're not going to be doing anything. This last few months in session is going to be all messaging bills.
Ribble on WISN-TV's Upfront program Sunday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product?
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly cloudy sky to take us through the overnight as lows bottom out in the lower 40s. We'll have a light east breeze. On Tuesday, we'll see more clouds, upper 50s for highs, east winds gusting over 30 miles per hour, some showers in the late afternoon. Showers and storms Tuesday night. Right now, it's 48.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I always wanted to be taller. All I wanted to do all day is play basketball. And I remember this guy from the team came in, and he's having a bad day. And he looks, we're just playing a pickup game, and he goes, hey, guys, can I get a dunk? Somebody throws him the ball. He runs and powers it down, and I'm like, how cool after a bad day to be able to throw a dunk down. Like, you don't get the same satisfaction with a launching an angry two-handed set shot, you know?
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Where the fans own the team. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
All of your support. Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. Tom Hartman here with you, and in a few moments here, I'll pick up your calls at 202-224-3121. It remains to be seen. This hush money trial, or the election interference trial, is a really big deal. What I was explaining before is that under New York law, If you engage in shady bookkeeping practices, essentially, you take a vacation and you call it a business expense when it's, you know, just you and your family having fun or something like that, you can be prosecuted, and you know, routinely people are prosecuted for that, but it's only a misdemeanor. I say only a misdemeanor. There could be huge fines, and there's substantial penalties associated with that misdemeanor. But it's basically just a misdemeanor, and that's what Donald Trump did here. Is what he's accused of is that David Pecker brought him this story that Stormy Daniels had come to. David Pecker was the publisher of the National Enquirer at the time. And Stormy Daniels had come to David Pecker and said, "Hey, you know, Donald Trump and I, you know, had sex, and I'm perfectly willing to go on the record and talk about it if you pay me for the story." And David Pecker paid her $15,000, if I'm remembering correctly. Now, that might have been Carrie McDougal, but I'm pretty sure it was Stormy Daniels. And then handed this off to Donald Trump and said, "This woman is talking about, you know, going public with this." And he never published her story. And she wrote it up, by the way. She wrote up a story for the National Enquirer, and Pecker never published it. So when Trump learned about this, he had his fixer, Michael Cohen, reach out to Stephanie Clifford, you know, Stormy Daniels, and say, you know, we would like to pay you to sign a non-disclosure agreement to no longer, ever again, for the rest of your life, you know, world without end, amen, speak about the fact that you had sexual intercourse with Donald Trump while his wife was pregnant and while he was, well, in the years preceding his run for president. And she took the money. You know, she took the $160,000 from Donald Trump via Michael Cohen. Michael Cohen wrote her a check out of his own personal account so that it wouldn't reflect on Trump. And then Trump wrote Michael Cohen a check for $450,000, which was supposed to cover that $160,000, may have been to also cover the same amount of money for Karen McDougal, and also to cover the taxes that Michael Cohen was going to have to pay, because that money coming into Michael Cohen would be considered income. So Trump reimbursed him in a big way, in a way that, you know, even covered the taxes. And that's the tax crime that New York State is going after him on. Now, the allegation that Alvin Bragg is making is that the reason Donald Trump did this was all, keep in mind, this was all in the 3 or 4 weeks before the election of 2016. And the reason that Stormy Daniels first reached out to David Pecker, and the reason that Donald Trump was all freaked out about this, was because a couple weeks before the election, the Access Hollywood tape came out, where Donald Trump said, you know, when you're a star, you can grab them by the, you know, what's it, and, you know, they let you do it. And that, you know, really hurt his reputation. I mean, the whole GOP, at that point, he was, you know, clearly the presidential nominee. They couldn't do anything about it, but the whole party kind of took a deep breath and said, whoa. And a number of Republicans just kind of backed away from him for a week or so. So he knew that if right after the Access Hollywood tape came out, Karen McDougal and Stormy Daniels were to come out and say, oh, and we slept with the guy, and he gave us $160,000. And now, you know, Stormy Daniels has embellished it even further with, and he's only 3 inches long and, you know, et cetera. So that now becomes election interference. Now, election interference is a crime, both a federal crime and a state crime in New York State. As far as I know, Alvin Bragg is not actually charging Donald Trump with election interference. What he's charging him with is these bookkeeping crimes around the money that was used to pay off these women in furtherance of this felony crime of election interference. And so, you know, doing the bookkeeping crimes in order to facilitate an actual felony is a felony. You know, so sort of like, you know, conspiracy to commit a felony is a felony. So that's what's going on with that. He's facing 34 counts of falsifying business records in the first degree. Those 34 counts are not separate incidents. These are all, right now, these all have to do with Stormy Daniels. And what they are the first, you know, essentially the kind of the 34 stages in the process of paying off people and paying off Michael Cohen and having that money, you know, cycled through the Trump Organization, et cetera, et cetera. You know, all the steps that he took basically to hide. He's accused of faking a series of invoices to Cohen, saying that they were for legal services instead of reimbursement for hush money. Trump is alleged to have issued a series of checks to Cohen, which he falsely denoted as payment for legal services. And then finally, prosecutors say that Trump then caused false entries about the payments to be created in the Trump Corporation's general ledger. So these are the crimes that he's being charged with. But they will be also talking about Karen McDougal as a way of telling the jury, you know, this isn't just a one-off. This guy does this and did this in order to prevent people from knowing about it so that he could win the 2016 election. And prosecutors don't have to prove that Trump actually committed the election interference crime or any other crime. All they have to do is prove that when Trump falsified the business records, he did it, and this is a quote from the charging documents, he did it, quote, with intent to commit another crime or to aid or conceal the commission thereof. And I said Cohen was given $450. He was given $420,000. My error. Sorry about that. I always like to be right, you know, accurate about things. The judge, by the way, this morning ruled that the Access Hollywood tape itself cannot be admitted into evidence. This was the, you know, Trump had a substantial win this morning in this. Judge Mershon said that he believed that tape itself would prejudice the jury against Donald Trump, would cause them to think poorly of him as a human being, in other words, independent of the crimes that he's charged with. And so he's going to allow the Access Hollywood tape to be read, the transcript of it to be read in open court. But he went along with Trump's lawyers and said that the tape itself cannot be played in court. Now, another one of the things that Trump is saying is that, you know, nobody else gets charged like this. This has never happened before. This, he went off on that at some length. The judge noted, Judge Mershon, this morning noted that the prosecution showed the district attorney's office had brought approximately 437 cases charging falsification of business records in just the previous decade. The Washington Post found that from 2014 to 2023, prosecutors brought first-degree business records falsifications 11,663 times across the state of New York. And in that same period, the Manhattan district attorney had 42 cases where the falsification charge was the top one, and the defendant, like Trump, was not charged with any additional more serious crimes. And then just in 3 days, from April 8th to April 10th, Trump filed three separate emergency appeals. All of them, he wanted a change of venue. He wanted the judge to be removed. He wanted the trial to be delayed until after the election. All those got turned down. And that was last Monday and Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, he asked the appeal court again to delay the trial, and they turned that down. There's kind of an Al Capone feeling about this. You know, Al Capone went down for tax evasion, not for the many murders that he did. As I mentioned at the beginning of the program, the prosecutors this morning asked the judge to hold Trump in contempt of court for violating the gag order. Over the weekend, Trump again attacked the judge and his daughter. And so that will probably be debated today. We haven't seen that yet. And the judge also ruled this morning that the jury cannot be told that when Trump had the affair with Karen McDougal, which apparently lasted over a year, and the one, you know, the one-night stand with Stormy Daniels, that the jury cannot be informed that Melania was pregnant at the moment. So what say you about all this? 202-808-9925 is our number. Mario in Chicago. Hey, Mario, what's on your mind today?
Sir, thank you very much for taking my call. In the last 2 years, I ditched my car. I have a very nice car, Lexus 350, very comfortable. But I find myself insulated, not talking to no one. So I ditched my car, and I walk for everything. And I talk to everyone that I can, my doctors, my cardiologists, my nurses, everyone, bus drivers, people in the bus. But what it strikes me, and I find very challenging, that I talk to three African-American young ladies, very smart, and they told me they were not going to vote for Mr. Biden. I just recommend to everyone that listen, get involved, ditch your car, walk, talk to people. Mm. It's amazing how many people, they are not aware what's happening. But what strike me the most, that these three African-American women, very smart, they say they're not doing nothing for us. They're doing everything for the people from the South. And you can see it. I mean, I didn't agree with them. Mm-hmm. But they're missing the big picture in here. So talk to everyone. Teach your car. Go and talk to people. Because a friend of mine said, and I hear him 20 years ago, democracy is not a spectator sport. And it was not Barack Obama.
Well, Barack Obama said that, actually. It's where I got the phrase. Well, actually, I got the phrase from Bernie Sanders, but Barack Obama used to like to say it, too.
Well, no, give the credit to Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
But I tell you, Tom, I tell you, sir, that I was a great, great opportunity to have a job that I can come to my office and for 3 hours listen to you. And thanks to that, it gives me a lot of wisdom. Right now, I walk into my library, and then I go to my hospital in Boston Trade, and I expect to talk to everyone that I can. One thing that surprised me very bad, when I was in the bus and I talked to the driver, and I told about Mr. Biden, this couple, blind couple, handicapped people, when I say about Mr. Biden, they laugh very loud, like making fun of me. Mm. They do not know that that bus, empty bus, is running thanks to Democrats.
Yeah.
The handicap of them, they are benefited because of Democrats. And I know, I hope I explained myself.
Yeah. Well, I good on you, Mario. This is what we all need to be doing, is playing evangelist wherever and whenever we can. And thanks for sharing your story. That's a great one. Mario, thank you so much for the call, too. We'll continue with your calls in just a moment. It's 47 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where despair is not an option. Keeping track of the trial. They're back on a, they're on a break again. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Occupying the media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week right here. I'll be right back with you.
From I-43 to I-41. Green Bay's choice is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGGW.
I really do try to live with a heart-healthy diet and a good exercise routine, and I also love Superbeats Heart Chews. I get daily blood pressure support and just two tasty chews a day. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeats are clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. I know I'm doing something good for myself every day when I eat my Superbeats Heart Chews. I've been taking them for years. I keep them by the bed, so I see it every night. And don't forget, they're so convenient to take. I just love that. Superbeats Heart Chews are effective and clinically studied. From Superbeats, the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for cardiovascular health support. It's a convenient way to support healthy blood pressure. No pills to swallow, no ingredients to mix or prepare. Plus, they're plant-based. No artificial sweeteners or colors. Double your potential with Superbeats Heart Chews. Get a free month's supply of Superbeats Heart Chews in all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to TomLovesBeets.com. Get this offer exclusively at TomLovesBeats.com. It's T-H-O-M, loves, B-E-E-T-S.com.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams for American Humane. For thousands of years, dogs have been our best friends in our worst times. Today, we're also learning that our best friends, millions of whom are abandoned each year, are often the best medicine when people are facing obstacles. To help both people and animals, organizations like American Humane have been working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, finding animals in need of forever homes and training them as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help our veterans, the elderly, and children overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this way, the rescued can become the rescuers. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
I really do try to live with a heart healthy diet and a good exercise routine. And I also love with Superbeats Heart Chews, I can get daily blood pressure support in just two tasty chews a day. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeats are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. I know I'm doing something good for myself every day with Superbeats Heart Chews, and I've been taking them for years. In fact, almost a decade. They're so convenient to take. I just love that. Superbeats Heart Chews are also effective and clinically studied. They're from Superbeats, the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for cardiovascular health support. It's a convenient way to support healthy blood pressure. No pills to swallow, no ingredients to mix or prepare. Plus, they're plant-based with no artificial sweeteners or colors. Double your potential with Superbeats Heart Chews. Get a free month supply of Superbeats Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to TomLovesBeats.com. Seriously, T-H-O-M loves, B-E-E-T-S.com. Get this exclusive offer only at TomLovesBeats.com. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Paul in Neenah, Wisconsin. Hey, Paul, what's up?
Yeah, Tom, concerning the Elvin Bragg Trump trial, that's I call it the Tush Money trial. I looked at the questions that, is a PDF file of the questions being asked of the jurors. Mm-hmm. And a couple of them stood out to me in a bad way. The least of them is, number 36. The defendant in this case has written a number of books. Have you read or listened to audio of any one or more of these books? If so, which ones? I don't think Trump really wrote any books. I don't ask Tony Schwartz, The Art of the Deal. I mean,
Yeah, but that's
Trump. Maybe
that is not unusual for public figures. I mean, George W. Bush's book, A Charge to Keep, was written by a ghostwriter. I think
maybe some jurors might think, though, that, you know, Trump's all is this literary genius all of a sudden. But I felt it was kind of skewed a little bit. But the one that got me, though, and I think of your dad when I see stuff like this. You talked of your dad, you know, going into with World War II. It says, number 30, have you ever considered yourself a supporter or belong to any of the following? The QAnon movement, Proud Boys, Oath Keepers, Three Percenters, Boogaloo Boys, and there's that six-letter word that George Carlin never, ever uttered, Antifa.
Right.
They're lumping Antifa with this.
You know, what's surprising is they didn't add Black Lives Matter to that.
You know, I'm laughing here like a fool. I mean, you know, I always say when they talk Antifa, I always say June 6th, 1944, Omaha Beach, Normandy. Yeah. The forces of Antifa landed. And you're, you talked a number of times about your dad regarding this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But see that when something becomes weaponized. Now I'm going to ask you something about the word liberal. I try to use myself and try to have others use the word progressive instead.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Through the years, I've asked people that were, you know, political or not even that political to define liberal. And they'll say things like, well, anything goes, or do what you want, whatever feels good. And, you know, it can have a negative connotation about it.
Well, Rush Limbaugh has spent the better part of two decades trashing that word, which is when Bill Clinton stopped calling himself a liberal.
Yeah, there you go. Things get ingrained. I was watching a video a while back on, you know, a YouTube clip. These are two diehard atheists talking about God. And they said the word he more than once.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You know, because that's baked into this God.
Right, which raises, you know, the question, does God have a gender? Does God have a penis? I think not.
But, yeah, you know. I definitely think not.
Or if so, probably it's a nurturing female rather than a dominant male, you know, or a dominant
male. That would make more sense. If you're going to go that route, that would make more sense.
Well, where do we all come from? We all came out of a woman. All of us.
I know.
You know, the earth is arguably a woman.
Subject.
You know, it gives birth, you know, life, all life, you know, comes out of other life. It's all,
right.
this is all female stuff. And I think one of the great triumphs of organized religion over the last 3,000 years has been reinventing God as a man, because most Aboriginal indigenous religions view, you know, their female deities are very, very important. Paul, I'm out of time, but thank you for the call. Great talking with you. We'll continue the conversation and picking up your calls. And, you know, I got a couple stories here for you, voter suppression and neoliberal bullies. But, you know, the trial is, I think it's on another pause. They keep going back and forth. But basically, they're just picking the jury, and that could last as much as a week or two.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app. AB.